This is a clinical discussion which prominently features Dr. S, and that's where the focus should and will be. As I mentioned earlier, Kyle and Allison are on the conference call, and I'm sure we'll opine on some of the topics throughout the discussion, but this is not a preview to 4Q19 results or 2020 guidance. So this time will be best spent if we focus on the clinical aspects of the business. In a minute, I'm going to turn it over to Dr. S, but before I do, I also want to stress this is an interactive call. So I believe Dr. S has some material that he wants to highlight and review, but then a good amount of the call can move over to question and answer, which I'm going to go ahead and help facilitate, but it would be more robust if you also fire away with questions. If you want to ask anonymously, just please shoot me over an email. I think you guys have the email address, but if you don't, it's blockj@stiefel.com, and I'm more than happy to ask the question or questions for you. So just to take this back to sort of where we want to go, I'm going to introduce and then turn it over to Dr. Sulitzer. Dr. Sulitzer is the Chief Clinical Officer for Smile Direct Club. Dr. S leads all of SDC's licensed dentists and orthodontists. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Dr. S.
Thank you, John. Good morning, everyone. My name is Dr. Jeff Sulitzer. I'm Chief Clinical Officer at Smile Direct Club. I've been with the company for 3 years, and I've been a general dentist for over 35 years. Today, I thought it would be great to give you folks some insight into the clinical process that is conducted by our affiliated state-licensed general dentists and orthodontists. But what I thought was, before I even get into that detail, I would give you some context by kind of responding to two questions I often get. The first question is really, what is Smile Direct Club? And of course, my answer is that Smile Direct Club is an oral care company that offers its proprietary direct-to-consumer medtech platform, which is basically designed to assist patients who wish to address their mild to moderate misalignments of their teeth, which can be easily described as crowding and spacing. Smile Direct Club's affiliated state-licensed general dentist and orthodontist, and from this point on, I'm going to refer to them as SDCs, but they're not employed by Smile Direct Club. They have an independent contractor relationship, just so you all know. Smile Direct Club functions as a sort of like a dental support organization, provides all of the administrative services, and the doctors provide all the clinical care, and they're treating their patients, and they have a direct relationship with the patients. So again, I'll refer to SDC as Smile Direct Club and the affiliated state licensed or general dentists and orthodontists. So SDC's affiliated doctors are solely responsible for assessing, diagnosing, and when they deem appropriate, prescribing the clear aligner of therapy for these misalignments. And I want to make that clear, that doctors have all clinical control of the relationship and have all clinical ownership, if you will. If they should decide a case is not appropriate for the platform, then they make the appropriate referrals to a different environment. The doctors manage, direct all the care of our customers from the very beginning to the very end of care. And while we're doing all of this, what we really are doing is disrupting the existing, outdated, inefficient, and highly expensive current orthodontic platform that currently exists today that only treats 1% of the population. So the value proposition to the market is to increase access to care, make that very convenient for everyone involved, and do it at 60% less. So our affiliated doctors can accomplish all this while using Smile Direct Club's revolutionary dentistry platform. So the next question I often get is it safe? And I can tell you that the platform, the innovative solution, is safe and very effective. These state-licensed dentists and orthodontists who use our platform follow the same standards of while using their Smile Direct Club's teledentistry platform.
Hey, sorry, Dr. S, just to pause for 1 second. If everyone could please put your phones on mute, that would be very helpful. We're getting a lot of background noise. Thank you.
So, as I was saying, thanks, Kyle, these state-licensed doctors follow the same standards of care while they use the teledentistry platform provided by Smile Direct Club as they do in their bricks-and-mortar practices. And more than 95% of the doctors that participate or affiliate with Smile Direct Club perform, as I said, they have the same standards of care, they follow those same standards, and they own bricks-and-mortar practices themselves. These doctors are also required to have at least 4 years of clear aligner experience in that bricks-and-mortar environment in order to be affiliated with Smile Direct Club. So in essence, there is no difference between the standard of care in our environment or the level of doctor involvement. And I want to make that clear, and we'll talk about that later, and I can certainly respond to questions about that later. Smile Direct Club then again offers both access to pricing and convenience. Customers don't have to miss work or school events to get office appointments. And as you know, typically they're limited hours and they're not very easy to set up. A lot of lost time and the like. The average clear aligner orthodontic case in a traditional setting, this is in a bricks and mortar environment across the country, the average cost is about $6,000. And the cost utilizing Smile Direct Club's platform to the patient is only $1,895. And to make this even more affordable, Smile Direct Club offers financing to its customers so that they can pay the amount due over 2 years. All right, so now I thought I'd ground you a little bit with some context. So now that you have that, let's talk about how the platform works, how Smile Direct Club works. There are two ways a patient can begin their smile journey. The first is to arrange for a free 30-minute inpatient smile shop visit to obtain a 3D image of their teeth through the use of a very sophisticated camera. There are also other photographs taken that begins the compilation of the clinical data. The second way for the patient is to enter our system is to go to smiledirectclub.com and request a doctor-prescribed impression that will be sent to their home. Now, once that clinical data is accumulated, and I'll go over this a couple of times, but I'll start now, and maybe in questions more of this will come up. So this is the beginning of the data set that's reviewed. Now, this is including but not limited to, because there's always additional information that's asked. But it is the basis, which is the patient's chief complaint or chief concern, which is basically the reason why the patient wants to get their teeth straightened. I have crowding in my upper teeth. I have spacing in my lower teeth, and I want to get them fixed. I have a snaggle tooth often is a term used. So that's what the patient's chief complaint is. The next data set that we look at is the patient's informed consent. Now, informed consent is required by state dental practice acts, and that's basically where our affiliated doctors are giving the patients an understanding of the risks, benefits, and alternatives to the treatment that they're offering. And in this case, it's clear aligner orthodontic therapy. We review the patient's medical history, their dental history, which is provided by the patients, their 3D images of their upper and lower teeth and supporting structures, and the traditional photos of their upper and lower teeth and supporting structures, and any necessary x-rays or other clinical narratives that are needed in order for the treating doctors to move forward with care. Once the treatment plan is finalized, it is sent to the patient for their review and approval, and this is done through all the technology that we provide. The patient then has the opportunity to review the treatment plan as it progresses month by month. So let's say the average treatment plan is 6 months, which it usually is. The patient has six different views they can choose and go month by month to see how the treatment plan will progress. And in 95% to 96% of our cases, our prediction of the software and the treatment plan is right on at the end of treatment plan. So it's really a great tool for patients to truly understand what their teeth will look like at the end of the treatment. So any questions or concerns regarding this treatment plan from the patient are addressed by that patient's doctor and supporting clinical team that we provide at Smile Direct Club. Once the patient decides to purchase their clear aligner orthodontic treatment, the treating doctor sends a prescription to SDC's affiliated lab to produce all the aligners and then have them sent out in one shipment to the patient's front door in one big Blurple box. So Blurple is the color that we use, as you all know. The patient then will receive a series of emails assisting them with their care on behalf of their treating doctor. And these emails remind them to change their aligners. It gives them other additional information about how to care for them, and it also tells them what they need to do should they have any questions or concerns. These emails also ask them to provide the photos and ask them to upload them when they first put the first set of aligners in their mouth, and then once every 90 days, or more frequently, should the doctor and patient decide that's what should happen. The patient is then advised to take specific photos and answer a series of questions, which is part of this part of this 90-day status check that's conducted by our affiliated treating doctors. So I kind of want to be clear on this. This is basically what happens in the traditional setting as well. So initially, when the aligners are received, we ask the patients to take specific photos so we can assess and make sure they fit correctly. And then at a minimum of 90 days, it could be more frequently than that, we ask the patients to take specific photos with aligners in and aligners out so that we can assess how they're tracking through their course of therapy. And that's done every 90 days or more frequently if needed. And again, that is a standard of care that is used in a traditional bricks and mortar setting as well. So if for any reason the patient is not tracking or the doctor feels an intervention is required, the patient will be asked to obtain a new 3D image through one of our smile shops or to take additional impressions so that their treating doctor can initiate a mid-course correction or a refinement treatment plan, which will get that patient back on track. And I just want to make that clear, too, that those processes, whether it's a mid-course correction or a refinement, they're done at no additional cost to the patient. And it's not unusual for this to happen. In fact, in the bricks and mortar environment, probably happens more often than it does in our teledentistry platform environment, but probably somewhere between 15%, maybe a bit more, will have these refinements that are necessary. And it's more of a fine-tuning type of process in most cases. If the patient would like to communicate with their treating doctor, it can be facilitated through Smile Direct Club's customer care or dental team and can be conducted in many different ways, whatever's convenient for the patient. It can be either through email, text, voice, or chat, whichever the patient and doctor decide makes sense for them and the situation. If there is a need for an in-office visit that's required for any reason, Smile Direct Club helps facilitate that visit with either the customer's treating doctor from our network, if that's doable geographically, or a dentist or orthodontist that is more geographically desirable for the customer. We will facilitate either one of those meetings or in-person visits if necessary. And if there's an outside doctor that needs to be brought into the process, the doctors communicate and share clinical information and jointly manage the situation. As the patient nears completion of the treatment plan, a final assessment is made and retainers can be ordered for $99 a set and typically last at least 6 months. And Smile Direct Club offers a program where patients can order multiple sets of retainers at one time and gain significant discounts for doing so. So as I kind of wrap up this kind of prelude, I just want to add two more quick comments. And oftentimes I'm asked, why would a doctor want to affiliate with Smile Direct Club? And the best way I can answer that question is to state that, you know, doctors are always interested in growing their patient base, which makes sense. They want to grow their businesses, as we all do. But it's also very exciting for them to be part of an innovative and disruptive concept. And it's even more exciting to give access to patients that wouldn't normally be able to their practices. Patients will be able to receive this teeth straightening clear aligner orthodontics that will address, again, their mild to moderate spacing or crowding, even though they may be more than 100 miles away from the closest doctor who can offer such services in their state. So this is vital, obviously, for patient self-esteem, their oral health, and their general health. And I'd like to state and be clear that we find that approximately 40% of our patients report that during and after their SDC clear aligner treatment that's delivered by affiliated doctors, that they brush their teeth more, they've learned to floss their teeth, which they might not have done before, and they also visit their general dentists more often and more frequently now and on a program to go every 6 months. So we're increasing their oral health, their general health, which is critical, through chronic inflammatory states. So if you have patients specifically who might be diabetics, which is a chronic inflammatory disease, coronary artery disease, and many other diseases that patients have today, they're typically chronically inflammatory states. And so is periodontal disease or gum disease. So if we can treat spacing and crowding, we can get oral health better and their general health will be better. Also, doctors want to get involved with this because at our level, at Smile Direct Club's level, we've treated over 750,000 patients through these affiliations with our doctors. And that's in the U.S., Canada, the U.K., Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, and all of the other international markets that we operate in and will expand to in the short term. So I'll stop here and allow John to moderate questions and answers. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Dr. S. I'm going to start with Dr. Workflow. I've got a handful of questions. I've also, thank you guys, I've gotten a small handful of emails as well. So I'll kick things off and then I'll jump back and forth between my list and some of the stuff I'm getting via email. And let's start with Dr. Workflow. You have roughly, I believe, 44 dentist-owned PCs in the network as of the end of September. Maybe if you can take some time to explain what the doctors in that network are doing versus the doctors that are also looking at the cases in Costa Rica. And then if you can also just talk to the fact of, you know, what are you doing when we think about adding resources? Is that being done in Costa Rica or is that done through the ELP network as well?
Yeah, sure. No, John, no problem. Well, first, let me explain. We have 250 plus affiliated state-licensed dentists and orthodontists, of course, in the U.S., Canada, and or duly licensed doctors in some of the countries that we operate in. We also employ more than 60 general dentists and orthodontists in Costa Rica. Now, in Costa Rica, we have our treatment plan setup environment, which is similar to other liner companies that do the same. And those doctors assist the techs utilizing the software in creating the treatment that the doctors get initially. Those treatment plans are then modified by the doctors, revised if necessary, and, of course, then forwarded over to the patients once they're finalized. Those doctors commit an additional layer of quality assurance by reviewing those treatment plans, those preliminary treatment plans that are sent over to the treating doctors for their review and revision if necessary. The training of these doctors is very involved. These are doctors that also have clear aligner orthodontic experience, VPs, and then also the orthodontists that we employ as well, obviously do traditional orthodontics as well as clear aligner orthodontics.
And guys, it does, Dr. S, and I'm also going to jump in. Again, please, if you're on the line, make sure that your phone is on mute. We are picking up a good amount of background noise. So again, if you can please just make sure your phone is on mute, it's going to be a lot better for everyone. That does help, Dr. S. I appreciate that. I'm going to actually pivot over to the SmileCheck platform. And you know, I didn't hear you talk a lot about that. And, you know, we did some work around the SmileCheck platform in our initiation. I guess maybe just to start off, can you just spend some time explaining what SmileCheck platform is? And then feel free to give details from both sort of the ELP perspective and that of a patient as well.
Sure. Great question. So SmileTrek is the proprietary, if you will, technology platform that we use that ties the patient, the treating doctor who's state licensed, and the Smile Direct Club support team. So it's basically this connecting, interwoven platform, and it involves portals that the customers can access their information, their dental history, medical history, if they wish to update it. It gives them the opportunity to review and see the treatment plans that have been created or finalized and created by our setup team and, of course, our doctors. It also gives them the opportunity to communicate through this platform. So that's one part of SmileTrek. The other part of SmileTrek is a doctor portal, which, of course, is the conduit where they communicate with everyone, but also where they receive and view all the clinical data that I mentioned. Again, that's the patient's chief complaint, the informed consent, medical history, dental history, 3D images, photographs, any kind of x-rays. If the x-rays are needed, they can view any narratives sent or delivered to them through the portal by previous treating doctors and the like. So in essence, SmileTrek becomes the electronic dental record and a portal for everybody to communicate.
Got it. And you know, when I think about SmileTrek, is there a way to increase the utilization of the platform? It would just seem to be a really good, you know, call it bridge between the patient and the ELP in a very interactive manner, and might just alleviate some of the, you know, the broader concerns around the ability for patient to interact with treating dentists. So maybe talk about, is there any initiatives from a company perspective to put a little bit more weight behind the SmileTrek platform going forward?
Well, let me just say that, as we have a mantra, even in our own world, is basically disrupt the disruptor, which is us. So we're constantly improving our technology, constantly looking at different ways to serve our customers and serve our doctors. So yes, for sure, John, there's always innovation developing. We're always working on making a more robust platform, for sure.
Got it. I'm going to ask one more off some of the things that I had in front of me, and then I'm going to pivot to some of the questions that I've received via email. And I'm going to go down the road of complexity. You know, Dr. Ash, you actually used this term earlier, I believe, which is, you know, the chief complaint. So the company's talked about taking on the case if it can't address the chief complaint. And what exactly does that mean? And what percent of cases are you guys able to address the chief complaint that you're seeing in your funnel?
Okay, so good question. The actual chief complaint, I just want to redefine this for everybody. That's the formal term that the medical community uses as a reason for the patient to come to and seek care. Chief concern, chief complaint, of course, it's not referenced to a formal complaint or that kind of environment, but I just wanted to clarify that. But the patient's chief complaint, typically we can manage. And it's hard for me, John, to give you an exact number about the cases that we can accept, that we don't accept. It varies from, you know, region to region. It varies from doctor to doctor. Each of these doctors have different types of approaches on how they look at their cases. And, of course, it's all within the standard of care. But in the end, it's a tough number to really track. And even more important, I'm not sure what the number really means. But in the end, the more complex cases, these would be cases where there's extreme crowding, you know, advancing 5-plus millimeters. You know, we can measure crowding by millimeters. And typically when these cases go beyond 5-plus millimeters, they become very difficult to manage. There are cases where teeth are actually blocked, if you will. It's a term we use. One is almost right behind the other. Those are cases that are too difficult for us to manage through a teledentistry or even sometimes in an aligner environment. So those cases would be rejected. And then I'll explain what happens with these cases that are, quote, rejected. There are other circumstances where patients present with the doctor will view and through what we call a periodontal screening process will will feel that the patient may be heading towards or in a periodontal environment where it's not healthy, the beginnings of gum disease, or may present with active gum disease. And in those cases, after that periodontal screening is done, doctors will make their referrals, and I'll get into that again in a minute. And then also the same where there might be evidence of dental decay or, broken down teeth and that kind of thing, which can be evidenced by the data that doctors review during their initial exams, and those cases will also be referred. So when these cases are deemed either too complex or, well, let's just talk about those first. If they're too complex, then Smile Direct Club facilitates the doctor in assisting the doctor to get these patients referred to a bricks and mortar environment where more complicated cases can be seen. And if there's suspicion of, say, periodontal disease or gum disease, we put patients out on what's called a periodontal clearance. And that term means the patient will be sent out with specific direction to talk to their current doctor, their general dentist, or if they've seen a specialist, and have an evaluation. And our Smile Direct Club affiliated doctors will continue with the orthodontic treatment if the patient receives a clearance from that existing doctor who says that they are now fit for orthodontic therapy if they've received some treatment to get them back on track. And that could be the same for decayed teeth or teeth with cavities or, maybe broken down teeth that need to be removed and so on. So that's called a cavity clearance or restorative clearance. So those patients are sent out specifically to ask their doctors about specific problems, and they can be brought back into the Smile Direct Club environment after they've received clearance, in essence, that they are ready for clear aligner orthodontic therapy.
Perfect. Great. That was great color. Thanks for that. I'm going to move over to nighttime. I actually wanted to hit on the topic, but I also got a small handful of questions via email. So I'm going to try to combine a couple and spend some questions specific to nighttime, which was, the offering. I think you guys launched it back in July or August of 19. There's been some talk, I'd say, in the industry from some clients and even GPs of sort of the clinical aspects of the product. In other words, it goes against convention that, hey, to move teeth reliably, you need to exert consistent force on that said tooth. So Dr. S, maybe if you can talk to the clinical aspects of nighttime and how it is able to go against that perceived norm, if you would.
Yeah, sure. So first let me that nighttime clear aligners are not for every patient. There has to be the right clinical environment for us to offer nighttime clear aligners. And it's often offered for patients, it's a good fit for patients who have a work environment or a social environment where it might be difficult for them to wear these aligners during the day. So that's just from, the value
proposition. I mean, how do you do it? Like, I saw, I'm invested in Voro, these phones, whatever.
Hey, guys, just a reminder, please mute your phones if you're on the line. Thank you. Sorry, Dr. S. Go ahead.
Hey, John, we're going to try and mute everyone on our end and then unmute yourself and Dr. S, and let's see if that works.
Okay. Thanks, Kyle.
Okay, so are we good there? Can I continue?
I can hear you, Dr. S, so I think feel free to go ahead and continue.
Okay. So from a product offering, that's the value proposition. It's great for people who have a lifestyle where nighttime clear aligners make sense. But let's get into the clinical aspects of this. So, it's interesting that the concept of constant pressure is not necessarily true. And in fact, in a lot of studies we're seeing now, that it's actually good to have a bit of time for what we call the periodontal ligament to actually rebound and get more vascular and thrive. So what we're finding is in cases with nighttime clear aligners, the only drawback of wearing nighttime clear aligners is that you have to wear them longer. Obviously, if our average treatment plan is approximately 6 months with the traditional 22-hour wear aligners, that if you're going to wear the nighttime clear aligners, you're going to wear them for anywhere from 10 to 14 hours of continuous wear. You're going to have to wear them longer, probably 10 to 12 months on average. So that's a bit of the drawback. But it is efficacious. It is as efficacious as what we're finding with 22-hour wear. And again, it fits the lifestyle. But from a clinical perspective, the concept of constant pressure is not necessarily mandatory for tooth movement. We can move teeth with intermittent pressure, which is great, actually, because it's actually healthy for the periodontal ligament as well, which is the connective tissue around the tooth socket.
Okay. Okay, very helpful. And then, actually, you know, Kyle, maybe to appropriately bring you into the conversation, and Dr. Est alluded to this in terms of, you know, longer wear time, but from a P&L standpoint, when we think about nighttime, it's just one where, hey, it takes more time, so more aligners for a nighttime patient, but same cost, I believe, to consumer, so maybe slightly lower gross margins, just as we try to think about the impacts from a P&L perspective. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. Today, it's the same price. We have thought about, at some point in the future, potentially having different pricing for that product, but it's all the same today. On average, we have about 36 aligners per case today for our traditional product, which is 22-hour wear. And with the nighttime product, on average, we have about 40 aligners. So they're pretty close in terms of overall cost as well. But to your point, slightly lower gross margin.
Okay. Okay, great. And, you know, again, I'm going off some questions that I'm receiving via email, so I'm going to bounce around a little bit. But how about the teen patients, Dr. S? I've got a question here. What percent of your current patients are teens? I think I remember from the S1 it might have been 5 or 6%, but is there an updated number? And then just clinically, talk about your ability to treat, you know, teen patients, even if it's more like 17 to 18 year olds, effectively. Is that something that you feel that the current offering can do? And then I've got a couple follow-ons there.
Yeah, no, sure. As far as the exact number, I can punt to Kyle if perhaps he might have that number. I'm not aware of any.
Yeah, that's still accurate, Dr. S. It's about 5% of our overall business for the teen market.
All right, perfect. So, so to make it clear, we can actively treat patients anywhere from age 12 to age 85, and that's how we've had patients in our system. Now, why 12? Well, at age 12, the second molars erupt. Now, there's such a thing as chronologic age, which is obviously on their birthday, you know, your children turn 12, whatever, but then there's also dental age. So it varies. So you could have a 12-year-old, a precocious female that could actually have their second molars erupt actually at age 10 or 11. And of course, you could also have late maturity where you might not see second molars erupting until age 14, 15. So getting back to the question, as far as the efficacy of treating teens, as long as they have their second molars erupted. Of course, we're assuming their first molars have erupted too, and their second molars have erupted. We can actively treat these patients, and it's great results, through the clear aligner environment. It's not a problem to treat them, and we believe this is a great market for us, and the more and more information that gets out there, we believe more and more parents will be interested in utilizing the convenience of our platform. So from an effect, safety, and efficacy perspective, it's a great product, and it works just as well as it does in patients who are older.
Okay. As I mentioned, I'm going to bounce around in certain topics. So I'm going to move to monitoring treatment, and you know, this is another one I got via email, one that I get pretty frequently. So maybe if you can just talk about, Dr. S, you know, how often do patients reach out to customer service or approximately, you know, throughout the duration of treatment, and then what is their ability to sort of get connected directly to that treating orthodontist or dentist?
Sure. The actual the amount of contact actually varies from patient to patient, and that's what makes this really such an effective and convenient environment. You know, some patients want more and more contact. Other patients don't want much contact at all. So, but from a standard of care perspective, there is a certain amount of or a minimal amount of contact that's necessary. And I'll get back to that initial placement. We want to make sure that the patient takes photos and we know the initial placement of the aligners are a good fit. And then, as I said before, at a minimum of 90 days, even more frequently than that potentially, that there's a status check with their doctor. Beyond those contacts, which I would describe as being mandatory, additional contacts are as needed or as desired by patients. So to answer that, Smile Direct Club facilitates these contacts and makes it very, very easy through our customer care team, which is 24/7, which is amazing that that availability is there. They have access to Smile Check. They can answer questions for the patients. And then should there be any, and that's more from an administrative perspective, you know, I was supposed to get my aligners, so it's Tuesday today, I expected them today, but I didn't get them, can you check on the status, those kinds of things, perhaps I'm ready to make a payment on my payment program, how can I facilitate that, those are the kind of questions that customer care can answer. When they sort of maybe are a little different type of question, for instance, I have my aligners in for the first time, and they feel kind of tight. Is this something I should expect? And that might be a question where our dental team can get involved, and that's a team of hygienists and dental assistants who have orthodontic clear aligner experience in their past, and they can address those questions for those patients that are, quote, maybe more like advancing towards a clinical environment. But should that patient have a true clinical question, it'll get to the dental team. The dental team will triage the question, so to speak, very similar to what happens in a bricks-and-mortar environment. You know, obviously, when you walk into an orthodontist office or a general dentist office who does clear aligners, you don't walk right in and go right to the doctor. You know, you go through a series of steps, and it's kind of the same circumstance, which is really designed for efficiency. So, in essence, if there is a clinical need, an environment where the doctor needs to be involved, either the patient believes that's the case or through the contact with the dental team believes that the doctor should get involved, that's facilitated through the dental team and the customer care team to get the doctor and patient communicating. And, again, that could be through voice, it could be through text, chat, whatever is up to the patient. And should there be an in-office visit required, we facilitate that as well based on the need.
Okay. A couple more that I've got in front of me. You know, you've got a very, very large market opportunity with mild to moderate, and that's how you kicked it off in terms of what you guys are targeting and, you know, arguably hundreds of millions of cases globally to go after. But what about going upstream in terms of acuity, you know, from a higher acuity standpoint? Sorry, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I got you. You came back.
Okay, great. Dr. S., you can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yep.
Okay, great. Great. So, you know, I was mentioning you've got that large market opportunity with mild to moderate in hundreds of millions of cases globally, but what about going upstream in terms of higher acuity or greater acuity? You know, do you believe there's any limitations with SDC's platform? I guess clearly attachments to put those on the teeth remotely would seem very, very difficult to do, but maybe talk about, you know, over time, is that something you could pursue as part of that wholesale strategy that you guys recently announced?
Well, first, let me just say, you know, I mentioned it earlier, you know, we are constantly looking to improve our software, improve our capabilities. So, you know, and the definition of mild or moderate, I mean, you know, it's a continuum. And, you know, we will and we have improved our software, expanded from our initial days back in, you know, 2014, 2015, to be able to address more advanced cases today. So we believe we'll continue to do that. But as far as the office direct wholesale kind of concept, we do believe that that will also facilitate advancement of what our capabilities are for sure.
I just got one in that's pretty specific. It said they're looking for more color on the rejected cases and what happens to them. So let me read it. It sort of says, you know, if an ELP were to deny a case, is it officially rejected, or can a different ELP maybe opine upon it differently? I guess what they're asking here is, if someone were to reject a case, is it rejected, or could someone else say, you know what, that's actually, we can address that chief complaint, it could actually move forward with the system, if I am interpreting that correctly?
Yeah, that's it's a good question. Depending upon the clinical circumstances, there is an opportunity for a second opinion, so that can happen. But once the case is rejected formally, then Smile Direct Club works with that patient to get them to a bricks and mortar environment for their follow-up care.
Yeah. And Dr. S, I think it's on that question in particular, you know, there's hundreds of patients every week that we're referring out to a traditional brick and mortar practice for the ones that were not a good fit for our model or that were rejected.
Okay. I've got others, quite honestly, via email that I think aren't necessarily going down the clinical road, if you would. So I'm going to put those aside, and I'm going to go ahead and take the initiative and circle back with those clients separately. You know, I'll sort of open it up, you know, Kyle and Allison, back to you. If there's anyone on the phone lines that you can see that we can pipe through. Otherwise, Dr. S, if you've got some concluding thoughts that you want to lay out for the investors, please go ahead. If not, we're going to go ahead and conclude the conference call.
Well, from my perspective, I just want to thank everybody for spending, you know, 45 minutes of time. I hope it's been informative. You know, appreciate the questions and thought, and we can give some follow-up, whatever's necessary. So thank you, John, and I'll hold for any follow-up from Kyle.
Yeah, and let me just go ahead and guys, I've gotten some questions on you know, a replay number from either you or your colleagues. I believe the call is going to be recorded and posted to Smile Direct Club's website within the next 24 hours. So just FYI, you or colleagues can likely access it there. Again, I will follow up with some questions that I've gotten that I think are non-clinical. And I think we're good. Allison, anything to conclude with, or should we go ahead and wrap up the call?
No, thanks, John. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Dr. S. And yes, you're correct. We will be uploading onto our IR site a recording of today's remarks and accompanying questions. So be on the lookout for that. John, let people know if they missed the call that they can access it there as well.
Okay, great. Thanks, Dr. S, for your time. And guys, I'll circle back with you. Any questions?
Thank you.
Great. Thanks, everybody.